6:14. We are rolling along with the Capital City Recap right here on 1320 WILS. Later in the show tonight, we'll hear from the former Board of Regent member at Eastern Michigan University. So last week, we were introduced with these recommendations by the 21st Century Education Commission. Some of them include things like offering free college tuition for Michigan students. Imagine that. We'll get his take on some of the proposals and if they could really help our students do better in school. Revenge pornography, it's becoming a major problem, not only here in Michigan, across the country. And now a celebrity coming out, an actress called Misha Barton. She came out and talked about what she just went through. Is he on? Okay, here's Misha Barton. Take a listen. She just did a press conference, talked about this horrific situation she's in.
And my absolute worst fear was realized when I learned that someone I thought I loved and trusted was filming my most intimate and private moments without my consent with hidden cameras.
Kenton Hutcherson is with us, internet law expert and attorney himself, HutchersonLaw.com. Kenton, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, now, are any of these laws so far, are they effective in really getting a grip on the revenge porn problem?
As far as being effective, it's kind of a question. These laws are pretty new. And so whenever you have a situation where you have new laws and a new phenomenon like revenge porn, it takes a while for the public to understand that this can be a criminal act.
Right.
And so you still have situations where people are violent. I mean, in this case with Misha Barton, she had two ex-boyfriends that obtained this material and have been trying to sell it for $500,000.
Now, I should note that here in Michigan, there's a charge, a misdemeanor, if you do this kind of thing, put someone's image out there, 93 days in jail and or a maximum fine of $500. Is that strict enough? I mean, does that keep people from doing this kind of thing?
Is that strong enough? It's not really. That's kind of debatable. But what you can do is, from a civil side, you can bring a case for invasion of privacy. And with that, you can obtain a court order that prohibits the person who has done this, committed the act of revenge porn, mm-hmm. from doing it again. And that can be a very good deterrent, because if they violate a specific court order, then they can go to jail for a much longer period of time, potentially.
Now, she made the point that she was recorded without her knowledge. A lot of these tapes, people know they're making a video. Does that change anything, the fact that she was recorded without knowing it?
It can. So in California, the law is, unfortunately, it's not as strong as it is in other states, but the law is specific to where the person did not know or did not consent to the recording, that it makes it a criminal act. Mm-hmm. In many states, the law is such that it doesn't matter if the person consented to the recording. What matters is whether or not they consented to it being published or distributed to third parties.
Okay.
Because, a lot of times people are in relationships and, taking videos or pictures of each other in intimate circumstances is not uncommon.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they consent to the whole world.
Yeah,
being
so, exactly.
Or,
how does it work? If someone's actually selling it, doesn't the person in the video have to give consent to allow that sale to occur?
Yeah, they would.
Okay.
Somebody is, you can consent to it, right? But in most of these situations, it's where revenge porn comes into play.
Yeah.
The people are doing it for the purpose of either hurting the person, i.e. obtaining revenge, or monetary gain.
Yeah, so how is this person, this ex-boyfriend of hers, how can he sell the video if she's not going to consent to it being out there? How can he do that?
Well, right now he can't. I mean, the court issued a restraining order against him, prohibiting him from selling it.
Mm-hmm.
The concern is that, let's say he does actually sell it to somebody, a pornographic website, and they put it on the internet. Let's say he sells it to a website that's overseas, that's outside the jurisdiction of the United States. That can be very problematic, because then, although we have revenge porn laws here in the United States,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be very tough to actually have that applied to an entity that might be in Eastern Europe or somewhere.
Yeah. Do you imagine, can the law do anything beyond what we're doing now? maybe 90 days, let's say a year in jail, a fine? Is there anything we can do beyond that to stop this phenomenon?
Well, I mean, the thing that, there's a few things. So in terms of laws, I think the laws do need to be strengthened. They need to have, they need to include stronger civil penalties. So in Texas, for example, we have a relatively new revenge porn statute that, you know, has penalties where if you're the victim of this, you can sue and get statutory damages. Yeah. So you don't have to prove how hard you've been damaged, and you're entitled to recover your attorney's fees.
I should note here in Oakland County in Michigan, a woman was awarded $500,000 for a revenge porn case this summer. Although, you know, they weren't going to name her. They were going to name the guy, of course, so she wouldn't be identified. But it seems like it would be nice to be able to shame the person back for doing this kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, cases like this are public, and to the extent that people are doing it, publicly identifying these people serves as a social deterrent so that people know, hey, look, if you do this, not only can you be sued and go to jail, but you're also going to be publicly vilified. You don't want to be that person.
That seems like one of the things that might work. Kenton Hutcherson, internet law expert, Ken Hutcherson, HutchersonLaw.com here on WILS. Kenton, thanks.
Thank you.